Good Friday morning to you. KBND Morning News Time is 6:05. How you doing? I'm Dave Jarvis in all week long for the Count, Frank Bonacquesti. He'll be back on Monday. Right now we go to the News Center with our update. Here's Lori Robb.
Good morning. They are zeroing in on almost full capacity. Downtown Bend is getting several new and relocated businesses. Chuck Arnold, executive director of the Downtown Bend Business Association, says there will be 8 new storefront changes overall.
We feel really confident that this is a good indicator for downtown and for the long haul for Bend in our district of things changing for the better.
And he says it's a good mix of existing business moving into the downtown from other parts of Bend and some brand new ones. Arnold says occupancy rate climbed to 94% at the end of the third quarter. A 9-year veteran of the Deschutes County District Attorney's Office wants to be a judge. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Governor Kitzhaber will be appointing someone to replace Judge Stephen Titkin, who is retiring. Prosecutor Beth Bagley is throwing her hat into the ring.
I serve as an advocate for our community to protect our community's rights, to protect crime victim rights. I believe that I can bring that background and those skills to the other side of the bench as a judge and provide meaningful solutions and help out in a different role.
All applications must be into the governor's office for consideration by October 31st. Begley serves on the Bend Lapine School Board. She says she will resign from the board if appointed as judge. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
Another local attorney is considering a bid for one of the 2 judgeships in Deschutes County. Former State Representative Judy Stiegler says she's giving serious thought to pursuing the appointment for Judge Stephen Ticton's seat or running for Judge Michael Sullivan's seat next year.
What I'm thinking about is either putting my name in for the appointment or potentially running for the open seat in May. I wouldn't do both. But I haven't ruled either out. Well, I'm not leaning towards either of them specifically at this point. I'm giving them equal consideration.
Stiegler says she has a lot of experience behind her. She served as a juvenile court referee in the 1980s, and her experience in the legislature gives her a unique view of how and why laws are made. In state news, Portland police moved in on Occupy Portland demonstrators who were blocking a street. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch reports.
About 10 demonstrators who had been warned several times to get off the street were arrested by police. TriMet commuter Catherine Knotson says it's overdue.
That should have been opened up on Thursday night, October 6th. They had no business occupying the park and the street, preventing TriMet commuters from going where they needed to go.
Mayor Sam Adams says it was about getting the city moving again. He did tell demonstrators they have no plans right now to move them off of 2 city parks, saying he wants to protect their free speech rights, even though they're illegally camping.
In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
In other Northwest news, it's believed to be the biggest drug bust in Clark County history as police break up a marijuana growing operation spread throughout the county.
Counted approximately 6,000 plants arrested, approximately 30 individuals, and so far the dollar value of this particular criminal enterprise is about $27 million annually in business.
Kim Kapp with the Clark Skamania Drug Task Force says they raided 56 homes. Most of the suspects are Asian and facing state charges. They could eventually face federal charges as well. Well, these are busy days at credit unions in Oregon. 1110 KBND's John Erickson says industry leaders claim they're benefiting from the consumer mood toward big banks.
Rick Metzger says real mottos should be
abandon Wall Street, occupy Main Street.
Because that's where the credit unions are.
You don't have the high fees and high rates that you have with the banking industry.
Metzger says Oregon credit unions are experiencing a surge in membership and bank debit card fees are a part of that.
There's 28,000 ATMs that are free if you join the credit union, and you don't have to pay those big fees.
John Erickson, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And coming up next on your local news at 6:30, a business is expanding in Redmond and it's bringing in some new jobs. We'll have details. And Oregon State Representative Jason Conger of Bend has invited House Co-Speaker Bruce Hanna of Roseburg to a town hall meeting today. We'll have that story as well. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.